Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
Yay! Action! That's what I'm talking about, is some action on Morning Go and B104.3. And guess who was able to stop by today? It's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Cater!
Woo!
Yeah.
The OG. What's up, dude?
Not much. How are you?
Let's see. Christmas was yesterday, wiped out.
Yes.
And I edit that for content, sir.
Very much wiped out.
Well, there's something, like, I didn't even do that much cooking, honestly. You know what we had for Christmas?
What's that?
Brisket.
Oh, nice.
We had really brisket. Good. Yeah. I was not interested in cooking. And so Mr. Kane smoked a brisket.
Mm.
Actually, he smoked two briskets.
Nice.
Not the big ones, just the flats.
How big was the pipe? Oh, you mean not smoking.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Hater.
I'm thinking he's got this pipe, this corn cob pipe, right?
Yeah.
And he's sitting around.
He does have a corn cob pipe, actually.
I do, too. Yes, you got to have one.
Anyway, so, yeah, he decided that he wanted to to smoke this brisket.
Awesome.
And so I said, okay, well, then let's do it Texas style. And we had baked beans, potato salad, and coleslaw as our sides.
That's great.
I forgot to do bread, though. I felt bad about that. And then we had, from scratch, homemade, my granny's peanut butter fudge cake.
Nice.
Which is like a white, very dense cake with chocolate peanut butter icing that's like refrigerator icebox cookies, you know, but no oatmeal in it. So anyway, it was delicious. All right. So what did you have?
We had a lot of, let's see, I'm trying to just think. Christmas, that was yesterday.
Yeah, dude. It was yesterday.
Well, we had ham. Potato, mashed potatoes, green beans, you know, just the normal stuff. Yeah.
Nice.
It was great.
You know what I haven't had this year, or at least I haven't had enough of it, is the corn casserole
cornbread-y
kind of with corn in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to make some of that. It's, you know what it mostly is, like 50% butter.
Oh, yes.
Love it so much.
Tina made the hash brown casserole, which I just love. Hash brown casserole is one of my favorite.
What's in that? Does it have potatoes in it?
It's
hash browns?
Well, no, it's hash browns and then some cheese stuff.
Oh, I really...
And I can live without the onions, but she puts onions in it.
Oh, it's like potatoes au gratin.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Because was thinking tater tot casserole.
Yeah, I got you. Oh, I love tater tot casserole.
I don't know how to make that.
Yeah.
I'm not a casserole person.
You just make casserole and tater tot on top of it.
I don't make casseroles.
Add some cheese.
I will edit what I call... You know how they put cream of mushroom or cream of chicken soup in casseroles? I always call that cream of... A four-letter
word that starts
with C and ends with P.
Yes, yes.
Because I don't like cream of that.
Oh, well, that's what makes the green bean casserole
I know,
so good.
And I don't like green bean casserole. I don't like all my food mixed together.
Oh, and then you put the little fried things on top. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm.
Oh, yes.
I really don't care for... I don't know. I think it's because my mother made a lot of casseroles.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big casserole fan.
And pork chops. Did you grow up on pork chops?
I've had pork chops. I love pork
chops. No, I mean like once a week you had pork chops?
No.
Oh, because my mother, she made pork chops a lot, which could possibly explain her excessive gout in her middle years. But
did she stick those in a big pan like a casserole too with the rice
and
stuff?
No, I think she fried them.
Okay.
In an iron skillet.
You know when you put them in that big...
Or my dad would grill them. And I'm just not a pork chop fan, and so I would always go to a friend's house. My friend Kathy.
Yes.
She knew. Kathy Brackeen, if I showed up at their houses because My mom was making pork chops. Yeah. Oh, and if, I gotcha. If her mom was making pork chops, she'd be like, I'll make you a peanut butter salad jelly sandwich, baby. Okay. She knew I hated pork chops. Or she'd make me a hot dog.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anywho, so you had a good Christmas?
I had a great Christmas.
Did Santa bring you anything nice besides
shirt.
That sweet plaid shirt?
Like that. Got these jeans.
You got a whole outfit?
Well, see, our family's so big now. You know, we got 6 kids. We didn't
I know. You.
So we draw names.
Oh, and, I love it.
Dylan got my name, and I said, hey, go over to the store over there and get me a pair of jeans. I like them, the dark ones. And he goes, okay.
Are those the dark ones? Because those don't look like the dark. Oh, yeah, I guess so. They're not as dark.
Sometimes.
Austin likes the indigo ones that are like really dark blue.
I gotcha. Awesome.
Okay. And then is that a soft flannel?
It is. My wife got that for me. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's soft. I like it. So I have earrings on.
Oh, nice.
Pull my headphones out so you can see my earrings. Those were, what was in my stocking from Mr. Kane.
I gotcha.
We didn't do big presents for each other this year.
Well,
because there was a lot going on.
Well, I was because usually I go overboard and I'll buy things for her. And
yeah.
She's always, why'd you do that? So I said, okay, I'm going light this year. I did a candle. Got her a candle. Everybody likes.
Everybody
candle,
who
right?
doesn't like a candle.
A vanilla. Oh.
Great. No,
right?
You need to put some flavor in that for me.
Well, just a. No, I like the cookie ones, so the sugar cookie ones and whatever. So anyway, and then something else I got or whatever, and then I bought her a Wii gift because we go on, a lot of camping trips. So I said, hey, that gift over in the corner is for you and I both. I broke her Coleman stove thing. And so I went and got a new Ozark Trail one.
Oh, you got a fancy one from the W Box store.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. So then she comes out and has, while I'm napping, I like taking a lot of naps. She brings in the elliptical and she buys me an elliptical.
She bought you an elliptical?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice
of her. It was so awesome.
Are you going to use it?
Oh, yeah. I love
Okay, because I've had an elliptical, and it just took up space. I had one of those big, bulky treadmills when we first got married, and he hated that. And so I got rid of that. I have a small one now that can fold up and put behind a door, and it's... in the dining room.
Well, Sam walk at night, and it's very dark out where we live. So she doesn't like me out walking at night. She goes, you can get on that thing. And I said, I got my vest. I always wear my big, bright yellow vest with the big reflective straps.
I'm an old lady. I like to walk in the morning, but hello.
Yeah, I know.
It's 10 after 8, and this would be prime walking time right now. I'll have to give up this job, and I just think that there's
one of those little treadmill, bitty things by your desk.
No, thank you.
Those are really
We'll
just do this all day.
I appreciate the thought, but this thank you. As road, Millie would, or as the little would say, I should say, sorry. She would say, no, thank you.
Have a good one? Did they have a good Christmas?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. They had a great Christmas. The little gave Bumpa, a.k.a. Mr. Kane, the influencer, gave him a hand-drawn... tumbler, like a big tumbler, like he likes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, baby girl put this together. I don't know how, I guess maybe a company prints it on there for you, but she put a clear coat over it so it wouldn't disappear.
That is awesome.
But, there's a drawing. It has to be my favorite thing
that
the little has ever made for him because it has him. And me, and she's in the middle, and we're holding her hands. Oh, it's so
awesome.
Cute!
Oh, man.
I mean, I don't need one. I have 50 million of these, but I do love it. I'm all about the refrigerator art.
Oh, yes.
I think I want one of those. Have you seen those? Are yours old? Yours are old enough to draw? You have the
I have
one.
The 9-year-old, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say her name on the radio.
Claire, she made me an ornament. I literally love it. Put on tree.
Claire. Still, was Clara. She was at the Jingle Bell Rock, wasn't she?
She was watching Miller.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
She
was
the video.
So sweet. She was a very sweet Clara. You're a very sweet little girl.
She is.
So does she do art for y'all?
She loves art. Yes.
Okay. So I think I want one of those picture frames that hangs on the wall, and you can just slide the artwork inside in front of something else.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So it's kind of like a shadow box or a memory box, and you just slide the next piece of artwork in there. I think I would love one of those.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So maybe Mr. Kane will get me one of those for, I don't know, post-apocalyptic January 2nd.
Sounds good. Well, I was thinking about, you know, you ever, like, Young and the Restless, when Victor had the big, I don't know if you watch Young and the Restless.
Yeah, I did, back
Victor
in the day.
Victor had that big picture of himself, right? And you know those rich people, they all got, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I get me a great big picture on the wall, but my wife won't let me do that.
A picture of,
of
you?
Me? Yeah.
No, but you could have a great big picture of Tina.
And then, yeah, I would like that.
Because remember in Clueless, where she talked about her mom?
Yes.
Wasn't she a total Betty? Yeah. So, you could put Tina up on the wall.
I put no picture of myself up on the wall.
So that Clara could look around and go, and look at, what does she call her?
Mama.
Mama. Wasn't Mama a total Betty?
Yeah.
Or actually, she's more of a Veronica.
Exactly. I see. Look at that hottie.
We're like going off into the weeds today. What is wrong with us? The usual is what is wrong with us. I have to tell you that my mother-in-law has taken to listening to Coffee with Kane.
That is awesome.
So she could be listening right now because she thinks you're funny.
Oh, well, I like
she thinks Mr. Kane is hilarious because, you know, he's her favorite.
And he's a great influencer.
I'm just going to say
could
it.
You
stop
imagine
saying he's an influencer.
Raising a guy like that as a great influencer as he is, I bet your mom had her hand. Or listen, his mom. Had her hands.
You
full.
Are so snowed. Because
love you,
the
Dave.
the Pastor Dave days.
Yes, I would have loved it. The rock star. I heard he was a rock star.
You would have. Nah, I'm not even gonna. I'm just not. I'm gonna say that he was not always the influencer.
I got. That's okay. That's all right. And he. Dave,
we're probably
a lot alike.
Yeah, we should. Oh, that's true. All right, we should shift gears and continue to talk. Okay,
yes.
So here's what I want to know, because I don't know that we'll be able to get back together before the new year. What? Okay. No, we're not. I don't think so. Hold on. Wait. No.
I don't even know what day it is. It's
no,
Wednesday,
we will
right?
not be able to talk again until after the new year. So
okay.
I want to know, are you doing a New Year's resolution, Dave Cater? If you're just tuning in, this is Coffee with Kane and...
Cater.
So are you doing a New Year's resolution?
Probably not. No.
No?
No.
Are
I'll,
you...
On my run, I'll probably try to do as many miles as I can. I always set my goal to something.
Yeah, I'm going to increase my movement goals
gotcha.
Because I hate to call it working out because I really just need to be moving.
Yeah.
You know, when you get up there in age as a woman, you got to do weights instead of cardio.
Okay.
So I'm not going to focus as much on the cardio as I am on the muscle and bone strength. Anyway,
so
you're not going to do a resolution. Yeah. Get the guns, the suns gun. Up, guns up.
I got free tickets to that show.
So you're not going to do a resolution. Is there something you're looking forward to in 2025?
Tina staying with me because, you know, I'm kind of
gosh.
A... I wear on her, you know.
You're wearing me down. You're her Urkel.
Yes. Sorry.
Ooh, we got it. We got it going on today.
Yeah, you can.
So I was trying to think if there was anything I am looking forward to the grandma kitty surviving 2025.
Gotcha.
Because I want her to make it to 20, which is in July. July the 1st was when she was born. And so I want to see that cat make it to 20 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think it would be phenomenal. Yeah. Might even throw her a birthday party with all the tuna she could eat.
Wow.
That's what I'm looking forward to in 2025, is the cat surviving. That is a lie, Dave Cater. I am looking forward to the cat falling asleep and peacefully not waking up again because I am torn about this poor cat. Anyway, I want to see her make it to 20 because
good.
I think that's a goal for her.
Yeah.
That's our squad goal.
Nice.
We have squad goals. Oh, no. Baby girl is texting me. Oh. How dare you?
Yes.
Uh-oh. I'm going to be in trouble.
Girl. I can't call her baby girl.
You can call her baby girl.
Girl.
She doesn't care.
Hello, girl.
Anyway, all right. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. Oh. Now she's like, hot water, all caps, hot water. And then she says, hey, Dave Cater.
Hey.
Yeah. Baby girl.
Baby
girl. She thinks you're funny,
baby girl.
Now you sound like Elvis.
Sorry, Gina. Got some baby girl out there.
Oh, my gosh. She would love to have you for her dad because she loves to laugh.
You know, yeah, I'd probably be a cool dad. I don't know.
Okay. I won't tell your children you said that. She said true.
I'm just the old guy. Yeah.
She says true. She would love for you to be her dad.
Yes.
Her bonus dad.
Well, bonus dad, yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, she's got the great influencer.
Oh, my God.
You know, that would have been cool. Being raised by the great influencer. Oh, Dave, man.
Yeah, it would have been. I'm not even going to say. There are so many things I could say, and I hope that he is not listening right now. He probably is. So I'm just going to say, I love you, babe. I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, I'm getting in. I'm going to get an ugly text message. Yes. Do not text him.
Oh, I'm not texting him.
I'm
going
to apologize to my mother-in-law now. Okay, we have been on.
It's very good to hear
for our time limit, sir. So
okay.
We'll not get to talk to you again until we are into the new year.
Okay.
So best wishes.
You know I like to talk.
To the Cater clan.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations on your win. I will tell you, there were a lot of thumbs down from the rest of the contestants because there are so many of you.
Well, I heard that they were glad I wasn't there, and it
they
really hurt my feelings.
They were glad you weren't there. They were glad, although I don't know why, because you've only won one
time
a long
and that
time
was like
ago.
In 2008. I can't even remember when that was.
They should be hoping that you don't send the rest of your family,
hey, you get them all involved. It's a great thing.
Did you know every single member of your family searched in the spot where it was?
Well, you
and,
know, it's
and
like
so
Landon and Mac.
And so did at least 10 other people
when
in
Landon
the group.
When Landon sat on it over at Mac, and we didn't, every time you watch the video, he's sitting there. But I did like his looking skills. I mean, when you said...
He was covered in
well,
mud.
Well, I'm talking about my Landon.
Oh.
What's your... when you asked him what his technique was. Running around.
Running around.
Go and stop and look.
I don't know what he's doing. Listen, everybody had a good time at the Jingle Bell Rock, and we look forward to doing it again with all of you.
Oh, man.
And hopefully, you know... Well, Cater could actually make it to be the comic relief.
Sponsors, they are just amazing. I just want to thank them again. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank Diamonds and More. It was so fun.
It was
fourth clue. I had it figured out. Did you know that?
This is why I hate you, Dave Cater.
Well, no, it's that competitive spirit. You know, we make a competitive.
Maybe,
who can guess where it's at
first?
Maybe
we should retire you and bring you on as a consultant.
Ooh,
no,
man.
Then your family can't win.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
I'd feel bad.
See, I'm
because
out of it.
It's not their fault that you are. Coffee with Kane and Cater. All right, we gotta go. But listen, man. Best wishes in the new year. Hugs to all your family. And, you know, the Morning Go listeners love you, man.
Thank you very much.
They love you. So
I love them.
We will be doing more of Coffee with Kane and Cater, more of Coffee with Kane and Mr. Kane, and maybe even the boy and baby girl could come
That's
on
my
with
New
us
Year's
sometime.
Resolution. More coffee with Kane and Cater.